Tonight's shir simakuf samach beis if aleph simakuf samach beis hagbov v'shivshuf haydayim benetila. Lifting up the hands or rubbing the hands when washing them, sif aleph hanoytel tzarach lagbir yadav. When a person washes his hands, he should lift his hands. Dahayinu rasheyatz ba'osov, meaning his fingertips lamala should be upwards. Shlo yetsu mayim chutz leperek v'yachzu v'tam v'sidayim. We don't want water dripping down onto the area beneath the wrist and then possibly coming back onto the hand. Let's stop here. See the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Alaf Hanoita V'chulo. Akdim Hakdor Ketsam. I'm going to give you a brief preface. Kviyam Avor B'Tur B'Soyisa B'Yesa Poskim, as clarified in Tur B'Soyisa and other Poskim, Kadesh Yisbar Ilasifim. So the following paragraphs will make sense. V'hu. Hinein Yisbar B'Simakuf Nuchas. We clarified in Simakuf Nuchas. The reason we wash our hands, Mishum Diyadayim Maskani Yisem, is because the hands are always in motion, they're always doing something. V'lechein Gozer Aleim Tumah, and therefore the Chachamim decree they should be Tomei. Em Lo Shita Harem B'Raviyas Mayim, unless they become purified through pouring of Raviyas of water. V'tzerach Lito Shnei Pa'amim Al Yadav, it's necessary to pour twice on the hands. De'b'shvicha Rishoyinim B'tar Yadav, in the first pour, the hands will become pure. Avlamayim Atzmom Tameim Hem, but the water will be Tomei. They became Tommy through contact with the hand. Ushficha Shania, the second pour, Metaharis Osam, will make the water pure. Venigmar Taharis Yadayim, that concludes the purification process of the hands. Achenim Nishbech Ravias Bas Achas Ashtayadav, but if a Ravias was poured at one time on both hands, Osheshofach Ravias Shleima Al Kol Yad Yad, or let's say he had enough to pour an entire Ravias on each hand, Das Roiv HaPoiskim, according to most authorities, De'ein Tzarech L'mayim Shneim, you don't need to wash a second time. V'chein Sasa HaMechaber L'kamei B'Sif Tal, and that is the standard position of Shulchan Aruch later in Sif Tal. Because in that case, the water never comes Tamei. V'amar B'Gemara, the Gemara says, Da'anoit L'Tzarech Shekbir Yadov, when he washes his hands, he should lift his hands. Shlo Yetsu Mayim Chutz L'Perek, the water should not go beyond the joint, V'yachzu Yitam Yadayim, and then return and make the hands Tamei. Upershim HaFarashim, the commentators explain, Dan de Chashinu, we're afraid, Shemayetsu Mat Mimayim HaRishoyinim HaTameim Chutz LaPerek, that some of the water from the first pour, that is Tamei, will drip down beyond the wrist, to Lamalim Mekom HaNatil, which is be above the point where you have to wash, Sheskinu Chacham, that the Chacham instituted. Vesham Av Shebarli HaMayim Shneim, and there, even if the second pour of water would reach, Einan Metarnosam, will not make the water Tahar. One of the rules is that the water from the second pour will only purify the water that's Tameh on the location of the Netila. But not if it's out of place. The Tumah of the hand and the purification are only until the wrist. Therefore, if he doesn't lift his hands, that Tamei water will return to the area beneath the wrist and make the hands Tamei. This is how most commentaries explain. According to them, even if he washes the entire hand until the point where it's connected to the arm, he still has to lift his hands from this concern. The water will go beyond, above the wrist, and come back. But others disagree. They hold that if he washes the entire hand, the whole palm, until the wrist, like our practice, we're not afraid that water will go beyond there and come back. The concern the Gemara describes is rak b'shelo notel kiyam ad kishvei etzbosav. It's only if he's washing until the end of his fingers to the knuckles. D'chein hu shir l'havi poiskim me'eva samakuf samachav. Because there are many poiskim, we mentioned kuf samachav, who hold that way. D'oz chay shinon, if you're only washing the fingers and not the hand, we're afraid that during the washing, nishbach ma'ad menakilo chutz kishvei etzbosav, some of the water will go beyond the knuckles onto the hand. The kash latsam same shom. It's very hard to get it exact. And then that water becomes tamei. Umayim shnim lo agiyah shalom tam. The second pour won't go that far, it'll just go on the fingers. Ukshoyak biyim, so if he doesn't lift his fingers, yedu hamayim atmeim lamata al etzbo. So v'yatama osam. The water will come back down from the palm or the back of the hand to the fingers and make them tame. V'machabes samach atzmo al zeh lahakel. The Shulchan Aruch relies on this to be lenient. Later, we'll see in the Sif. Look there, we write in Mishnah Berurah. So now we'll explain the Siman. So again, in a nutshell, the first pour is matar the hand, but the water is tamei, and the second pour is matar the tamei water. The concern is that some of the tamei water will not become tahar if it's not in the right place, and will come back and make the hand tamei. However, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. What are we talking about? Are we talking about washing the hand to the wrist and the water will slide on the arm above the wrist and come back? Or are we talking about washing the fingers and the water will go from the fingers onto the hand and then come back from the hand onto the fingers? Sif katan base, tzarech v'chulu. When a person washes his hands, he has to lift his hands. B'di'evet lo higbia? And let's say he didn't lift his hands. B'di'evet. Mash b'di'ein v'chuyuv l'toshenes. The implication is he doesn't wash again. Unless you see that water went beyond the place where he washed and came back. To lift his hands, he has to lift his hands after the second pour until his hands are dry. Because they're afraid water from the first pour went out of location before the second pour came, out of the region where he poured. So they're already tamei. She kiblu tumai deyadai. They came tamei through the hands. Va'achar mayim shniyim yerdu lumat v'tamei sitam. Then after you pour the second pour, that water will come back from above the wrist to below the wrist and make the hands tamei. V'tov lizor afilu beis hanesina gufa liyosel debagba. So really, you don't have to be careful after the second pour. But it's better to be careful even when you pour the water on the hands the first time to lift them up. Well, that's the Rashba, Hamu Beis Yosef. But according to Rashba, brought in Beis Yosef, Tzarech Midina Lizor Beis Yosef. This is from the Ikar Halacha to be careful. Vehine. E Esher Lekaimitz HaGbos Yadav, Ela Bishar Shofich Achel Yadav. There is no way you can do this, to have your hands washed and your hands are up, unless someone's pouring the water for you. Tikash Shofich Ba'atzmo, if you're pouring for yourself, Bal Korcha Yashbo Yadav, you're going to have to lower your hand. Kishba Lito HaKli Al Yadav Hasheni, when you take the container to pour water to the second hand. Like we write in Sif Dalet. If no one else is around, the best etzah is to pour on each hand an entire revias. Because if you pour an entire revias at once, there's no need to lift your hands, as will be explained. Let's say in case of trouble, need, you don't have enough water, and you can't do that. Yasa eats and verse by God, then you'll have to follow the Ramos eight, so we shouldn't see it. Then instead of lifting your hands, which you can't, keep your hands low the whole time, from the beginning of the teal to the end. We'll see that momentarily. See if Kondad, Rashi Utzba Osav, he should lift his fingers. This follows the views of Simon Kusamachalif. The Sagi bin Atila ad Kishri Utzba Ois. That he's only washing till the knuckles of his fingers. But if you follow the shittas of the poiskim, that you should wash the entire hand, it's not enough to lift your fingers, you've got to lift the whole hand. If some say that's what it means, when it says lift your fingertips, it means your whole hand. The whole thing goes up. Describing how you lift it up, that the fingers are up and the arm is below, but of course the whole hand has to be elevated. Sifkan hey shlo yitzu v'chulu, the water shouldn't go above the wrist and come back. What I'm trying to say, the shema yitzu hamayim who showed him a tamei chutz l'perek, because the water from the first pour, which is tamei, will then go beyond where you're going to pour the second pour. Ukshiyak b'yem, if you don't lift them up, yachso hamayim lamata v'tamei daim, they'll return and make your hands tamei after the second pour, like I said before. So again, he used the language chutz l'perek out of its place, because actually machlok, because we showed him what is the place. Is the perek referring to the wrist, or is the perek referring to the knuckles? So either way, that's the concern. The water from the first pour will go beyond where you poured. After the second pour, they'll come back, and they make the hands tamei all over again. So the eighth of the Shulchan Aruch is lift the hands. The Ramah says as follows. V'hu adin imashpilin. Another eighth is, instead of lifting your hands, leave your fingers downward. Mitchilas hanatila ad soifa, from the beginning of washing to the end. Teshabadami, everything is good. Rakshi yizor sheyagbiya techila rashi etzboisa v'achashbilim. We have to be careful is not to initially lift your hand and then lower it. The oz yotzah ma'im chutzapek, if you lift them up, the water goes beyond the area where you wash. V'yachsev yitami daim, and then the opportunity arises to make the hands tummy again when you lower it again. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'hainu, this whole concern is k'she'enu noita kol yad amokam chiba yad imazoya, when you're not washing the whole hand until the wrist. Am noita ad sham and tzarech labia yodav, if you wash to the wrist, you don't have to worry about this whole thing. V'yesh chalkim says, others disagree, because it gets into how far you have to wash. V'chein im shofach ashtei yodav revias amachas, but if you, similarly, if you pour on both hands with one revias at once, keeping the ancient mind to man call, since there is no tummy water, and tzarech lagbia yodav, he doesn't have to lift his hands. V'chein hamatal yodav, or if someone immerses his hands, and tzarech lagbia yodav, he doesn't have to lift his hands, because there's no tummy water. Yesh oimim, some say the Ramah concludes, t'mshoifach hayodav gimel pa'om, if he pours three times on his hands, and tzarech lizah b'kol zeh, he doesn't have to worry about this. V'cheinah gulohok, and that's the minute to be makel, that we don't really worry about this. Again, for us, we don't worry about it, because we use more than revias when we pour in our hands, and that alleviates this concern. Mishnah Berurah Simchon Vav, who I did in mashpil v'chul, the Ramah says, an eitzah is to leave your hands low. Since his hands were lowered from the beginning of the first pour, halami karliot so mine kal chutzapek, so the water never goes out of the spot it's supposed to go. Sifka and zayin ad sofa. He's got to be careful to keep his hand lowered from beginning to end. The haynu ad ach nesinis marishin until after the second pour. Avol achach after that shaper dami. At that point, once he did the second pour, there's nothing wrong, aflag bia kadmanigav, to lift his hands even before he dries them, because at that point, even when chutz the perik, they're already tahar. There's nothing tamei that got out of place, so there's no issue. All the water's tahar, at that point we don't care where it goes. Sifkan ches, rakshi zoh v'chulu. He should be careful not to lift and then lower. Then you're in trouble. But saloma demadi isa b'gemar, when the Gemara says, tzarech lagbia yadav, he should lift his hands, that means you held your hands upwards when you poured the water the first time. So keep them up. Or if they were level. There's a concern that the water can go beyond the area where you wash. So you have to hold them up until they're dry. So the water doesn't drip back down on his fingers. But if his hands were low to begin with, it never goes out of place. So the Gemara's chashash, and the Gemara says, if to lift your hands, was only in a case when your hands weren't down the whole time. Sifkan tes hayodayim. So I'll make the hands tummy when the water comes back. Now many achrim do not like the Ramah's Eitzah of keeping the hands low. The reason is, when the hand is down, maybe the water won't reach his fingertips. Maybe the water he pours will not cover the whole hand. So it's actually better to lift the hands up when you pour the water the first time to make sure it gets over the whole hand. And the Avraham says, not only this is a halachic concern, but it's also a concern according to Kabbalah that the hands should be lifted up. The pasuk the Gemara brings supports this. By not laying, by not aim to lift them up. Mashmah the chen rolinog, implying that is the proper way to do it. Today we don't really care about this. We're not particular about this. But Tom, why is that? We make sure to use a whole revias on each hand. The gam shenoytem itself pieces yad, and we pour until the wrist, which according to the mechaber alleviates the problem too. But you should be very careful to make sure the water runs over the entire hand and the fingers and the sides. Not like the average person, they pour on the sides of the hands, and they're not careful that the water reaches the fingertips, but kol hayad saviv, and all around the hand. So the one diktik in halacha that you have to be careful is to make sure to wash the whole hand. That you got to be careful for sure. Sifkan yud avul imno tel v'chulu. If he washes his whole hand, he doesn't have to worry about it. Hatam kasal el v'os af ayin sham. we explained this back in Ois Aleph, that we're not afraid that the water goes chutz l'perek. Sefkanyer Aleph, the Yesh Chalk Mazen, others disagree. They hold, you do have to lift the hands, even if you wash the whole hand. Finally, Yerabah Shekos, the Iker Yesh Chalk Mazen. And Yerabah writes, the Iker is like this opinion, Dudasro from Mepharshim. That's most Mepharshim. Again, the sheet of the Mechaber saying that just wash to the wrist and you're good assumes you only have to wash to your knuckles. But most hold, you have to wash to the wrist. Mela, that's not going to be an Eitzah. When we come walk Mashas the Chak, but in the case of need, because you have to log beer, when you can't lift your hand, we could rely on the first view. Shesasa Mechaber Kavas Lekula. Mechaber does bring it straight out Lekula. Besides the fact we use Revius, so once you use Revius, everything's okay. Sifkan Yudbeis al Shtei Yadav Revius, he pours Revius in both hands, with Kolosh Kem Shav Revius Kol Yad, and even better, instead of pouring one Revius in both hands, if you had a whole Revius for each hand, then for sure you're good. Sifkan Yudgim Pamachas at one time, but Eich Yitzurizah, how do you do that? Ayan Lekamei Sif Dalad, it's described in Sif Dalad. Sifkan Yudal, the Ancient Maim Temeim. There is no Tamei water when you use a Revius. The Madamina Maim Yishonim Temeim, that which we asserted and explained, that the first pour of water is tamei, shum hachitzarach like biyah yadav, and therefore you have to lift your hands. How davka v'pachas m'revias basachas, that's only if it's less than revias at once, uchtamei, as the Mechaber explains. Sifkan tezvav v'chein hamat bil yadav, or if he immerses his hands. Gam kenim b'tam, and now it's the same reason, he doesn't have to worry about lifting his hands. They come ayin tron, because there is no tamei water. Sifkan tezayin v'chein ha'agul ha'akol, and the minig is to be leading it, Ramo says, rather than pour three times to avoid the issue, you just make sure to pour a revius on each hand, O Yosa or more. We want to pour with an abundance of water. We said this around Simen Kuf Neches. Then you don't have to worry about lifting them up lahalocha of the Gemara, like we said. And it's also clear this way in Chaya Adam. Because the eights of doing three times, disagree with this line of the Ramah, just wash three times each hand and you're good, don't worry about it. They say no. The eights is revius. That is going to be the cure-all. We mentioned this before in the previous sermon. If you just stick to revius, you don't have to, but if you did it, and that's the hinder mitzvah, so to speak, you avoid all these other complications, all the other shilas that come up, if you're using less than revius.